Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording right now. And we're going to start with dividing Surah Yasin. The first division of Surah Yasin is block means like a topic. Okay, so that block talks about topic. So this is from Ayah 1 to Ayah 12. So, it talks about the bad guys are blinded from seeing the truth. Now, we talked about this before. Who blinded them from seeing the truth?
Allah.
How come He blinded them and then He's going to judge them? Huh? Go ahead. Yes, true. But think of it. How does Allah know that? First of all, how Allah is blinding them? Because they chose to be blind. They chose to give the guidance of Allah the blind eye. They chose to give Islam the what?
Blind.
The blind eye. So Allah blinded their eye for giving Islam the blind eye. It's a punishment. Got it? Is it your choice to give Islam a blind eye or not?
Yes.
It's your choice, right? It's your choice to give Islam a blind eye. It's like, hey, you need to be nice. What? Why do I need to be nice? I don't want to be nice, for example. So you're giving the Islam the blind eye now. It's like, I don't want to be nice when you took Muslims are nice. You know? So by saying, I don't want to be nice, you're blinding your eye. Or say, I don't want to pray. Okay, so when you say, I don't want to pray, you're giving prayer the blind eye, like you want to ignore it. If you give something, if you give Islam a blind eye, then Allah will blind your eye from Islam. You got it? You understand this? If you give Islam a blind eye with your choice, then Allah will blind your eye from Islam. It works like this. If you give me $5, if you want $5, I give you $5.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm saying it's like that. Allah is saying, do you want Islam? Allah say, do you want Islam? Yes, He will give you Islam. Do you want Islam? No, He will blind your eye from Islam. You understand this quickly, clearly?
So,
you say, Allah, I want Islam, Allah gives you Islam as a reward. You say to Allah, I don't want Islam, Allah will take away Islam from you as but a punishment. And that was about the first paragraph. The second paragraph, the second paragraph starts from Ayah 13. Ayah 13 to Ayah 27. Ayah 13 to Ayah to actually 29. Actually to 32. From Ayah 13 to 32 is story of Habib al-Najjar. Okay. So now let's talk about the vitamins we get from, spiritual vitamins we get from these two blocks. What do you think the first block, which is like the bad guys are blinded from seeing the truth? What if you seriously, not kidding, think deeply about that. What do you get from it? What's the message? No, of the first block, like... Huh? Yes. Blinded. Thank you, dear. Okay? Instead of whispering, just give me a focus here so that we learn. It's not fair.
Talking? She was talking.
Please. So what we hear, what we hear, what do you learn from these first block 1 to 12? What do you learn? I mean, if you read it and understand it. If you blind the truth, Allah, if you give the truth a blind eye, then Allah will.
Come he keeps here.
I'm not just go all the way. Go all the way.
She says.
It's either way. You sit here far away. Okay? And try to focus and learn something. It's just a few minutes. Let's focus from these few minutes. You got it? Do you understand? So what is your, what do you, how do you, what does it feed your soul? You know, what kind of food or spiritual vitamins you get from you, for your soul if, when you read this? I mean, what do you feel? What feeling it stimulates?
I feel...
You feel that Allah is just and fair. He's fair. You chose to give the truth a blind eye, so he blinded your eye from the truth. What if you chose not to give the truth a blind eye? Then Allah would not blind you from the truth. See the truth. Got it? Okay. So you have to first, well, you have to first what? Want something. You have to want, and then Allah will give you what you wanted. Give you what you wanted. Okay, the second ayat story of Habib al-Najjar. What do you get out of this story? Why Allah is Allah a storyteller? Or he's telling the story for a reason? There's a reason, there's a lesson to learn from the story, right? Allah's building the Islamic personality in us by telling stories. Quran has a lot of stories. And all those stories, okay, are about... Are about what?
Yes.
About a wisdom or a lesson to learn. Okay. Wisdom or a lesson to learn. All right. So now the third part of the surah comes to teach us about the signs, the book, the books of Allah, the seen book, the book of nature, actually. What is the book of nature? Somebody, you will hear people saying, we have two books in Islam, we have two books. The written book and the seen book. The seen book is the book of nature. So, the written book can only be read, can only be read by Muslims. Why? Because it is like people who believe in Quran will read it. But the book of nature is read by everyone. It's read by everyone. Everyone reads the book of nature. It's really amazing. Now, let's look at the book of nature. Let's look at the book of nature and see what Allah is talking about in the ayat in Surah Yasin. Allah, before I go there, let me show you, let me give you a few numbers. Do you know that the planet Earth is a planet out of a solar system? Solar system. Right? So the solar system, the planet is with the Earth, the Sun, with all these planets. They are called solar system. Do you know that solar system exists in a galaxy? Hmm?
Milk Way.
Milky Way galaxy. You know how many solar systems it has? Huh? How does it? Huh? How does it?
It's two words. Milky
Way. Like this? Okay. Do you know that Milky Way galaxy has 200 billion stars? 200 billion stars, like the sun. 200 billion solar systems.
It has 200 billion.
You just said 200 billion
solar systems. This is E, right? Okay, that's right. Solar systems, stars. So let's say 200 billion stars. Do you know what we're talking about here? 200 billion stars.
That's a lot.
200 billion stars.
Wait, does that say 2 billion stars?
Huh? 200 billion stars. Do you see how 200 billion stars in the same galaxy? See how huge is the number? Now, this galaxy floats into what? The universe. Universe. The universe. The universe. The universe has 400 billion stars. I'm sorry, 200 billion galaxies. Do you know? 400 billion galaxies. And 200 billion galaxy, 400 billion galaxy, 400 what? Billion galaxy. Each galaxy has 200 billion stars. You know the observed, how much of the universe we have observed, how much of the universe we can see. Okay? What we can see out of the universe can be done with the speed of light. The age of the universe is 14 billion years. So what is the age of the universe? 14 billion years. So, how far do you think we can see in the universe? Let me see the ones who are smart in math. Or not in math, in common sense. If the Earth, the age of the Earth is 14 billion years. 14 billion years. How far can we see from the universe?
Not that far.
14 billion years. So how far we can go?
So it's about like a year?
We can only see 14 billion light years in the universe, right? Because let's say Hello. Let's say this is us here on Earth. Okay? How far we can see? We can see only 14 billion light years. Because it's the age of the universe. Yeah.
Instead of light years,
yes. 14 billion light years, which is age of the Earth. Age of the universe. Do you understand how far you can see? Do you understand how far you can see from the universe? How far? 14 billion light years only. This is how far you can go. Why? Because if this point of light started when the universe was created 14 billion years ago, then it is arriving to Earth when now. So this point had to travel 14 billion light years before arriving to the Earth. So how far can we see of the universe now? 14 billion years. Huh? But Allah says that we're continuously expanding the Earth. We're continuously expanding the universe. Because Allah is continuously expanding the universe, every year the universe expands. So what we have seen 14 billion years ago is now 49 billion years ago. 49 billion years. Did you get that principle? The universe is continuously what? Expanding. The Earth is continuously, the universe is continuously expanding. Okay? Got it? Because the universe is continuously expanding, the point that was 14 billion light years away, now it is at 49 billion years, because the universe is what? Expanding. This is called observable universe. This is called observable universe. So when we say Allah's infinity, we really mean it. Why? Because we keep receiving light from far away distances, and these lights reflect no end. Every year you see more, you get more. You know, like the more light arriving to the Earth, the more it is. Now, how long does it take for us to see the lights from the sun? Who knows? How far is the sun in light years, or light minutes, or light hours? Approximately 9 minutes. So the sun, to get from the sun to the Earth, you need 8.75 light minutes. Sun, Earth. So the distance is 8.75 light minutes. Means that after sunrise, you don't get to see the sun until 8.75 minutes. Which means that the sun that you see right now is not the true sun. Or it's not where it is. It is, you're seeing the sun. You always see the sun 9 minutes ago. It's always 9 minutes ago. Why? Because by the time the light travels from the sun to the Earth, it takes 9 minutes. Now here, we are talking about billion years. So the size of the observed universe right now is what? 49 billion light years. This is light years. Huh? Thank you. Forty-nine billion light years away. This is how far is the we can see from the universe, which is 49. Now, why Allah is giving us this, the observable book, to touch our hearts? I mean, how does it touch your heart when you see this greatness? Does it really affect you? Or you just take it for granted like this without really understanding what is it? You see, we're talking about here a galaxy that has 200 billion stars. Okay? And then we are talking about a universe that has 400 billion galaxies. You know what we're talking? Just billion hits your ears of what? Billion.
But how did we get to 400 billion?
Observe in the observable universe. So this is observable universe.
Isn't there approximately 400 billion?
What did you say again? Observable universe. Observable universe is how far the light can bring us, which is 14, the age of the universe, which is 14 billion years. And at the same time, whatever was 14 billion years ago here, now it is here. So the observable universe becomes 49 light years, billion light years. Are you imagining this? Now, how long you will be dead versus how long you would be alive? You would be alive how long? 60, 80 years? How long you'd be dead? God knows. Like billions of years. Allah knows how little. So do you want to trade something in this life with something in the hereafter? Something that doesn't last with you, do you want to trade it with something that lasts? Do you want to do that? Yes. Yes, you do that. So the bottom line that I'm trying to say, that Allah inspires us with His name, Allah's name, Al-Wasi'. Or the infinity. The one without limits. The one without limits. Let me prove to you that... Infinity. Infinity. So Allah's the infinity, meaning that He's infinite. And even in His creation is infinite. Infinite means that the more you're able to discover, the more you get it. For example, here we have 49 billion light years away, observable universe. The more you observe, the more you discover more galaxies. Do you know that? The more you observe, the more you discover galaxies. You know, the nearest galaxy to Earth is several thousand light years away. Several thousand light years away. You know, it's like hello, we're talking about infinity. The more you see, the more you get. You understand? I'll give you an example. Let's see, there are soldiers arriving. And then you can receive them one by one. You can receive and welcome them one by one. Let's say you are receiving soldiers one by one and they are in line. You can only see five soldiers at a time. Like this is you. And these are soldiers. Because I'm going to draw a lot of them. What is infinity here? You can see only five. Now, as long as you are alive, you will keep seeing them. As long as you are alive, you will keep seeing them. So they will not end as long as you're waiting to see. You got it? So the universe, as long as we're waiting and observing lights coming to Earth, the universe is expanding and Allah is bringing us more universe. Like we can see more planets, more galaxies, stars. You know what I'm saying? If we stay 14 billion light years observing, Allah will supply us with 14 billion light years of things to see. You got it? Do you understand this? It is not that, it's infinity because it's going to keep going. It's infinity because the more you look, the more you wait, the more you look, the new things you discover. So here, you keep, let's say you are getting 5 soldiers per hour. Five soldiers per hour. As long as you are alive, you keep getting 4, 4, 4. When do they end? After you're gone. You understand? So this is what infinity is. Infinity is as long as you ask, they come. Okay? When do they stop? When you stop asking. Or die. You understand? So the more you observe the universe, the more you discover new galaxies, new galaxies, stars. You keep discovering them. And it will not end until life on the earth ends. When life on the earth ends, then this is when people stop discovering. This is when you stop knowing. But you got me? What if you live only 2 hours? Then you will see how many? All you need to see is 10. So that's your infinity, is 10. If you live 10 hours, then all what you can see is what? 50. And your infinity becomes 50. You got it? Do you understand? Understand the concept here? It's an important concept. So infinity is infinity for you. It is as long as you want to see, you will be given new stuff to see. As long as you want to see, you will be given new things to see. However, when you die, that's when they stop coming. So when nobody's observing the universe and nobody cares or the day of judgment happens, then the universe, actually, the universe will collapse in the day of judgment. But you get it? You get the story here? So as long as you go, Allah provides. That's an infinity. Now, the name infinity proves that Allah is one. How? Allah's name is the infinity. Al-Wasa, infinity. Okay, now, the name infinity would prove that Allah is one. Why is that?
What is he doing?
The name infinity proves that Allah is one, right? So, how is that true? Can you think with me and tell me how this is true? Okay. Let me ask you a different question. Can you have two infinities together?
No.
How come? Perfect. That's right. He's smart. Good job. Because you can't have infinities, two infinities. Because if we have infinity one, infinity two, there has to be a boundary in between. The boundary is where the first infinity ends and the second infinity starts. You know the word infinity? Okay, does not accept start or end. Infinity, there's no start of infinity. And there's no end of infinity. So if there are two infinities, or two gods, two infinities, the first infinity has to end and the second infinity has to start, then it's not a true infinity. It's not an infinity. Infinity means no start, no end. Yeah. Do you get this part? Did you get this part? Okay. So,
infinity means no boundaries. No boundaries.
Okay. So Allah's talking to us about what? The big universe. Allah's saying, we have created in this universe gardens that has palm trees and has grapes and you eat from it. And He created everything in pairs. And He created the sun rotating in its own orbit. And the moon is rotating around, and the earth and the moon are rotating around the sun. And the moon has its own fixed positions. And the night and the day go alternatively and don't come together. They are separate from one another. And we have carried you guys, and we have carried you on the boat, which is like when the flood was there, Allah carried us on the boat. So all these reminders Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us, is telling us that, hey, I have given you a lot of blessings. So Allah wants you to love Him, wants to recognize His greatness. So Allah wants you to recognize His greatness. Recognize. You got it? So Allah wants you to recognize His greatness. Now you can do this. You can take it lightly. You can play with our iPhone. And you can just talk together, or you can try to make sense out of what I'm saying and learn it. Okay, what you learn is always helpful, and then you have time outside of the class that you can use to play and to talk, right? And if you are, you know, the paying attention is not easy, so you need to stop. You know, you've shown her your iPhone and you showed...
I don't have an iPhone.
Whatever phone is here.
It's not a phone.
Flip it like this. iPad or whatever. Okay? So, you're learning something. You're learning about the greatness of Allah. You're learning about the universe. You're learning. And when you learn, you're supposed to think about it. Only, you know, only people who are not smart, they have shallow thinking. You need to have deep thinking, right? Are you a deep thinker or a shallow thinker? Are you a deep person or shallow person? The shallow person, all what he or she cares about, like, oh, my shoes, I got new shoes. Did you see this new jacket? And did you see my nails? Look, they are well done. Oh, look at this. You know, how did I pull my hair? You know? These are the shallow people. They talk about, oh, did you see this new car? Oh, buggy.
Did you see
buggies.
Buggies. Did you see the new toy? The new iPhone? You see here what I'm trying to say? Okay, you see here what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to say here is that only people like that are people like empty heads. They don't have heads. It's like, hello, empty brains, like nothing. Here is jello. Yeah. Here is a strawberry milkshake. The ones who have a strawberry milkshake there. Now, on the other hand, there are people that are deep. They really think deeply. They think very deeply. And then they... Okay. Now, what is the right thing? The right thing is to always be shallow or always be deep?
Always be in the middle.
That's right. When you are shallow at certain times and you are deep in certain times. Like you work and you take a break.
Yeah.
Got it? So,
but I don't have a job.
Aren't you the bird?
You get the story here. So in this class, you need to be deep thinker. In the class, you be deep thinker. And then the homework. Do you know, the homework hurts your feelings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's say you don't think deeply. Let's say you don't like homework. Why? Because homework hurts my feelings.
Wait, I want to say something.
There are people who are shallow. All they care about is joking and... But the people who are deep thinkers, they really reflect shallow cars. Shallow. We need to be... Oh, maybe you care about purses. Maybe you care about shoes. Maybe you care about dress. Maybe you care about... Maybe you care about something else. Maybe you care about glasses and contact lenses. And you should care about these things only as in the time of shallowness. So at the time of your class here, what are you learning? No, you're learning here now. Tafsir of Surat Yasin. So what are you learning? Tafsir of Surat Yasin. Now, if you grow up to be a loser, if you grow up to be a loser,
no, we have 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shallow people.
Wait, did you listen to
Don't be shallow. Have interest in serious things.
What direction is serious?
Where's Sally?
So who is he here? You went to the back room. Who is? I want to see if you were deep. Raise your hand.
I'm half.
If you're a deep thinker,
I think about
what direction. How about if you're a shallow thinker?
I can be brave at the same time.
Just imagine you stay shallow and then you're doing no homework because homework hurts your feelings.
What is going to happen to you?
You're going to grow up to be what?
A loser.
A loser. And then when you grow up to be a loser, when you grow up to be a loser, then you want to apply for jobs. And you go apply for jobs, nobody wants to hire you. Then the only job that you'll be accepted is cleaning toilets or living toilets.